Our October issue has over 50 events in the calendar of events in our special editorial section with Ghost Tours and has all kinds of details. Ghost Tours in Washington, D.C., Gettysburg, Harper's Ferry, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Here are some that are kind of off the beaten path. Go to Wisp up at Deep Creek Lake, and they have a haunted roller coaster ride.
A haunted roller coaster? Roller coaster's not scary enough. You got to have a haunted one.
Yeah, well, I think you add a whole new dimension to it when you blend the roller coaster with Halloween. Two types of thrills in one. We have all the details on that on page 2 of Recreation News. And if you want something a little bit different but a similar theme, the annual Monster Mash Cruise and Costume Contest, Calvert Marine Museum. They have a cruise for the little goblins and their families. It's from 4:30 to 5:30, and it's pretty economical. Only $7 for adults, and kids are $4 or $5 depending on age. Got to register them in advance, but what a fun way to have Halloween with the family.
And it wouldn't be Halloween without Edgar Allan Poe, who I found out is from South Carolina, but Baltimore's claimed him.
Baltimore, of course, with their claim, the Baltimore Museum of Art, the BMA, has a really nice Edgar Allan Poe exhibit going on. So if you want to do something a little more on the cultured side of Halloween, that's a good opportunity.
And there's some walking ghost tours, too. Tell us about that.
It doesn't matter whether you want to go north, south, east, or west. We have some really great ones around. The Annapolis City Dock, which Annapolis is such a cool, historic type of city. 7 o'clock, meet down at the main harbor there, and they have ghost walk tours. And if you need more details, you can always give them a shout at 410-268-7601. Or if you want to go to the old part of Baltimore in Fells Point, you know, the houses from the 1700s, got to be some ghosts there. So they have walking tours this weekend, and the details for that are on BaltimoreGhostTours.com. They have a great family type of event going on in Gaithersburg, right at the City Hall Concert Pavilion. Saturday from 6:30 to 8, they have live entertainment up on stage, all kinds of games, prizes, free monster juice and glow sticks for the kids. And if the kids want to do some fun things, it's just $1 per craft for them to participate in any one of a number of Halloween projects. And even for the feel-good side, they have kettle corn on sale, and portions of that, the proceeds are going to benefit Autism Speaks. So it's a real good cause, and details for that are on GaithersburgMD.gov.
And circling back to the haunted roller coaster, King's Dominion has something special going on, too.
Sure. Not only they got the roller coaster, they have a ton of things going on this weekend, and it's really just a short hop down 95 to get there. They have 9 mazes, 5 scare zones, and more monsters and creepers floating around that park than ever before. They have a really lot of detail on that on kingsdominion.com. Check it out. It's worthwhile.
And what is going on in the world of sports?
If you're into hockey, the Capitals play the Islanders tonight, and then the Blue Jackets on Sunday. And if you're into basketball, the Wizards are going to be hosting New Jersey on Saturday night. So that'll be a spooky game. And football fans, the Ravens are hosting the Broncos on Sunday. After 3 losses in a row, playing the undefeated Broncos can either be a disappointment or it could be a bloodbath. It's hard to see.
And the deals, what you got going on our Halloween weekend for specials for feds?
Well, I got a ton of neat things going on. I went back to the govvacationrewards.com/recnews. And these are the folks that buy all the leftover inventory from whether it's timeshares, cruise ships, et cetera. And they do a lot of it for charities like the disabled veterans and such. And they also offer to the federal workers. So they have a couple of things I picked out. $299. Now, it's for a 7-day Mexican cruise, not one of those 2 or 3 day cruise to nowhere, but a 7-day Mexican cruise on Norwegian. And then you have deals on hotels if you want to fly out to Vegas, $22 a night, right on the strip, no strings attached, no minimum purchases, no nothing, just a really good deal for our federal workers. And once again, that's on govvacationrewards.com/recnews for all the specials for feds.
Closer to home, you have some stuff going on too.
Sure do. Madame Tussauds in Washington, the Wax Museum, they still have that $5 coupon on page 3 of Recreation News, and they got such really neat things. I figure Halloween with all the costumes and dress-up and things like that, it's really neat to see just some of the historical and cultural characters in the United States right on display. Some of them are really timely and up-to-date, and it's really neat to see. If anyone hasn't been there, I can't recommend strong enough to go. And with the $5 discount, you just can't beat it.